Here is the principle. Who can deprive us when God provides for us? No power on earth or beyond can thwart the loving care of God for His dear children. We are investigating Romans chapter 8, looking for Bible principles by which we may assure our hearts before God. We've seen Romans 8:31 teach that we can have assurance because God substitutes Himself in our place when the enemy of our souls comes to attack us. Who can overcome us when God substitutes Himself for us? Well, no one can, and we have assurance in that truth. A second basis for our assurance in Christ is set forth in Romans 8:32. It reads, "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" It poses the question for our consideration, who can deprive us when God provides for us? Well, the answer must be, no one can. We can have absolute assurance that God will provide for all our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. But let us investigate that basis for our assurance in Christ in a greater detail. The text recognizes first that there is a danger in that some person or power would deprive us if it were possible. There is a spiritual enemy with whom we have to do. Ignoring his existence or denying his existence does not change the situation at all. We have needs which we cannot meet in our own ability or from our own resources. We need the provision of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 reads, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." We are not qualified, neither do we have the resources to live in spiritual victory on our own. Such ability must come from God alone, and he who tries to live without receiving from the sufficiency of God is sure to come to a tragic end. But there's reason for rejoicing. God has provided for us all we will ever need because of our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. There will be no lack when God provides all things. Consider the logic of this reasoning in Romans 8:32. God did not spare His only begotten Son, but delivered Him up as a substitute in the place of us all. Having bestowed such a gift of great cost and priceless value, He will lavish upon us all other things which are less than what He has already given. Will He not? Of course He will. What He has already given, His only begotten Son delivered up to death in behalf of sinners, is infinitely greater than any other thing which He might give. Reasoning from the greater to the lesser shows the certainty of God's provision. When God permitted Jesus to come into the world and go to the cross for sinners, He delivered up to death the Son which was His own private possession, infinitely dear. And yet He did it. God has a great investment in the Christian already, and He will not hesitate to provide all other needs which arise. Suppose a man bought a car which cost him $10,000. Would he then refuse to spend $10 for gasoline that the car might operate? Well, of course not. The investment in the purchase of the car was so great, the cost of gasoline's almost nothing. Just so, God's greater investment in the salvation of sinners guarantees His continuing interest in the sanctification of the saints. So believe it. Why is prayer offered to God in Jesus' name or for Jesus' sake? It's because God provides all things for the Christian in Jesus Christ. Now, what will God provide for His dear children? The text states that God will freely give us all things. All things? Yes, all things. Now, the all things means just what it sounds like it means. The term is used in the Greek text of the original language, which means the whole universe of things. It reminds me of the promise of Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." There, the all things of Romans 8:32 becomes all your need. Or consider the promise of 2 Corinthians 9:8. "God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Now there the all things of Romans 8:32 becomes all sufficiency in all things. How could God make it any plainer? When the church in Corinth was breaking fellowship over their favorite preachers, saying, "I am of Paul," or "I am of Apollos," or "I am of Cephas," or "I am of Christ," Paul wrote to them, "Let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's." Now, there the all things of Romans 8:32 becomes all things, which includes all persons and things in heaven and earth, including the world itself. How is that possible? All things are yours in Christ because you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and all that belongs to Him belongs to you. Now that is shouting ground for the Christian. Do you wish to see God's all things provision working? Then look at the Old Testament. God provided for Israel in the wilderness as she journeyed from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Canaan. He gave her food, water, protection from enemies, shade from the sun, victory in battle, leadership through uncharted land, everything she needed. And the New Testament tells us that all those things happened to them as examples for us. They were recorded that we might know God's provision for His own in every generation and under every circumstance. You remember the occasion when the prophet Elijah was in a desert place and God fed him with food which the ravens brought to him? Well, consider that when you read the promise that God will freely give us all things in Christ. But we could ask, how will God give? Does He give grudgingly and with complaint? Does He give hesitatingly and with regret? Absolutely not. The text says He gives freely. What a beautiful word, freely. It means to bestow graciously without merit or obligation. Now consider that word give. It's built on the stem for the word grace. God graces us in His giving. He gives as an act of grace as He grants to us all things needed for life and godliness. It is all of God's grace and none of man's merit. Praise the Lord. What shall we say to these things? There is no need to fret about clothing, food, shelter, or the necessities of life. God, as a Father, knows we have need of all those things, even before we ask Him. So be sure of the provision of your Heavenly Father, and you will live in peace. Now here is the principle. Who can deprive us when God provides for us? No power on earth or beyond can thwart the loving care of God for His dear children. Father, we bow before You in love and admiration as we think of Your great love expressed in Your gifts to us. We thank You for Your unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank You that You have provided for us all things that pertain to life and godliness through Him. So help us to understand this truth that we may be delivered from worrisome fear and be filled with contented peace and joy. For Jesus' sake,